Hello, and welcome to another one of our little rundowns of where the people who talk to us all the way through the season give up the time to do so. It's very kind of them to let them know what's happened at their football club and how they view last season and how they see the season to come. I'm starting this one off with Robbie Scotcher, and how Robbie views last season sort of becomes a teeny bit moot. And there's loads of reasons why. One is, but the main reason being that the manager and almost all of the players may well not be at the football club going into next season. And in a way, Robbie, that must sort of ever so slightly influence your view of last season. Because I don't think Crystal Palace supporters learned a lot. And even if they did, loads of these lads aren't going to be around. There's 14 out of contract and the manager's going. And still at the time of recording, we're doing this on a Monday, this is coming out on Wednesday, we still don't know who the next Crystal Palace manager is going to be. I find it absolutely berserk. The more I look at the Palace situation, the madder I think it is.
Well, I mean, if you've ever listened to me or had anything to do with Crystal Palace, you know how mad it is anyway, generally speaking. But, I mean, yeah, you put it very well. It sounds quite depressing. But a few things happened on the manager front. I suppose I'll look at last season first before we get on to that.
Yeah.
We never really flirted with relegation. We were safe quite early on. We had some early great results. I'll keep banging on about it, but beating Man United at Old Trafford is always a dream. It's always fun. You know, Wilf played really well at the start of the season. Eze was a great breakthrough player. Tyrick Mitchell, great breakthrough player. But we played some turgid, boring, rubbish football. And at times, we absolutely stunk the place out. And it's weird to look back on the season because I think the hardest thing about football without going to the game is when you go to the game, you finish the game, you go to the pub and you get it out of your system. You know, you talk about the game, you're like, nil-nils don't seem that bad when you're there. And 1-0 losses, 2-0 losses don't seem that bad when you get to moan about it. We didn't get to do any of that. So you're just left there with just a really rubbish result or really boring football, but a win. And you know, and a 1-0 win at Fulham, if you're at the game, seems absolutely amazing. It's an amazing day. And you're like, brilliant, that's 3 points. When you're at home and you're watching it, yeah, it's a bit, yeah, it's not as good. So it was a really weird season. And then the last game when we can actually go in to watch, everyone's excited about seeing Eze. And we found out the day before he's got a nearly year-long injury rupturing his Achilles. So the day we go back in kind of feels a bit of a letdown because we know Eze's not playing. We also know by that point the manager's not there. We know he's leaving. So it's been a bizarre, bizarre season in which we've probably got higher than we've ever, you know, ever got, or we were safer than we've ever been in the Premier League. But at the same time, my God, it was boring.